Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of black bulls, queens of spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up, everybody? It is your man, Doc Chocolate, coming at you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I have a beautiful woman that I am interviewing today who is halfway across the world. She's not halfway across the world. She's just across the nation, like 2,000 plus miles away in Florida. How's the weather out there right now, my beautiful lady guest?
It is very sunny. Very nice.
Very day. Sunny. Very yeah. Sunny. I love it. Sun is always good. It makes you feel good mentally. So get you guys yourselves some sun. If you live in Washington State or Oregon, I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's gloomy and cloudy and whatnot, but we still got love for you. So I'm going to introduce this lady, but before I introduce her, let me go ahead and get some housekeeping out of the way. I want you to go to my website at bullsandqueens.com. That is bullsandqueens.com, and download your free ebook. It is the Bulls, the Queens, and the Cucks Survival Guide to the Lifestyle. So it's going to be good for any of you guys that are rookies, or you're just beginning this lifestyle and you don't want to step on a bunch of dang landmines and get blown the hell up, okay? Because I've seen so many people get blown the hell up. I mean, like, just body parts everywhere, okay? Okay, maybe that was a little bit extreme. It's not body parts or anything like that, you know, but you all know what I'm trying to say. So get that free ebook right now. And then also make sure you check out my OnlyFans and all my other salacious, spicy, nasty, naughty video materials on my OnlyFans, my mini vids, my Fansly, whatever the hell else I got. That's on my website at bullsandqueens.com. All right, you guys are going to love seeing my lifestyle journey. And matter of fact, the lady I'm about to interview, you're going to see her in one of my nasty videos here in the future. So, So anyways, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, my guest. So, and then also, last but not least, you guys, for those of you guys who are visiting Vegas and you want to have a hot wife experience for your wife, your lady, your girl, and you just want it to be a sensual, fun time, make sure y'all go to hotwifetrainingday.com, hotwifetrainingday.com. You're going to love it. And your wife's really, really going to love it as well. So without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce this lady of the hour. Drum roll, please. This is the point where we put in the fake drum roll sounds. So she is a kinky cougar with a nerdy side. She is a pro gamer, and sometimes she's a pro ho on the side. She's a self-proclaimed cougar, unicorn, MILF. She's a streammate. She's a cam model, and she's plenty of fun. Let me introduce Mrs. I'm sorry, Miss Fun Charlie.
Oh, hi.
Hi. You gave me a look, Charlie, when I said Mrs. You're like,
I was like, watch it.
Hey, I may have a ring for you. So like I'm single, so I may have a ring for you. So she's like, all right, end the podcast interview right now, goddammit. So how you doing today, Miss Charlie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So good. It's Memorial Day, and over the weekend I got into some pretty crazy activities. Nice. So pretty fun activities and stuff like that. So you are moving right now, right?
I am.
Yeah, how's that coming along?
It's slow.
Yeah.
But okay. It's going. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, hey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I got into the lifestyle about 3 years ago. I met a guy on a dating site, and he was like, I had been complaining about my dates so far in the vanilla world. I was just like shocked that men had not done much learning since college and high school and stuff that I had been coming in. And I'm like, I don't know what, you know. And so he's like, well, you need to get into the lifestyle. I'm like, well, what's that? And he's like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's a real thing. Okay. Find out. I mean, it is so huge. It's insane. I was just like, I can't believe it's like right in plain sight. And
that's what she said.
I never knew.
It's so huge.
So, but before then I had like during the pandemic, I was divorced by the pandemic about 3 or 4 years. And I took a deep dive into BDSM and tried to figure out like all the things that I liked and didn't like. And I talked to some DOMs online and kind of went down that avenue. So I was kind of very open and already kind of in a non-monogamous mindset. So it was kind of a normal progression, I think, you know? Okay. So, yeah. So then a couple months later, he took me to my first party. Thankfully he picked me up because I probably would have chickened out. And we did some firsts, and then that night we met another couple. The woman wasn't into it, so it ended up being the three of us, and I had my first MFM for like 3 hours, and it was like awesome. So I was like, fuck yeah, let's do this. So it's nice. Been that
night. Yeah. Nice.
And then that led into the, you know, I'm doing this and it's so fun. Why don't I get paid for this? You know, it's like, why don't I make money off of this? This is, you know, I like being watched. Let's look into that. So it's kind of led to here. So.
Yeah. Like, would you consider yourself an exhibitionist?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I would too, to a certain degree.
To a certain point. Yes.
Yeah. To a certain point. And you know, it's funny because a lot of times, you know, you have like, I don't want to say like two camps of lifestylers, but you have lifestylers that create content and they monetize it. And then you have lifestylers where they're just working their regular daytime jobs or careers or businesses, right? And a lot of times, you know, I feel like there's some slack given to those that are doing content because they're like, well, why are you doing that? And this and that. And it's like, well, we love doing it, so we might as well make money. Right.
I know. Exactly. Right? It's like, yeah. And I find that people who come into porn from the lifestyle are so much more comfortable with it and with themselves. And I think it comes off on camera that you're enjoying it. You know, it's not just something you're dialing in and getting paid for and then you're turning it off. You know, it's like, no, we enjoy this all the time. So it, you know, I think it comes off on camera. So yeah.
110% agree. 110% agree. Because honestly, I don't do any type of content with any ladies that I don't have a vibe with. You know,
yes.
If I am not attracted to them or there's no vibe, I'm not feeling their energy, then I'm like, yeah, you know, and which is, you know, kind of crazy because, you know, there's been some beautiful woman. Right. But then I'm like, yeah, I don't like her.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like it could. Yeah. Personality goes a long way. And yeah.
So you got into BDSM. Like, what was that like?
I already had, like, before my divorce, I was still like up for a lot, pretty much. I was up for any trying new things and stuff, and I was into choking a little bit. I was into spanking and stuff like that. Didn't realize that it was also, you know, it was kind of like a precursor to all this. And come to find out, I'm actually a masochist and I love, impact play and very much on the thuddy side, not the stingy side. So flogging and spanking and a lot of restraints and all that fun stuff. So it's like a release. There's a release to it. There's a therapeutic side to it from, you know, trauma and stuff. You can turn that stuff around in your head. It was that really drew me in. I was just like, oh, wow, I can take this thing that is traumatic and every time I think of it or hear it, it triggers me. But now I'm taking charge of it and turning it into something that doesn't bother me and turns me on. And it's like, yeah, it's like therapeutic. And you're like, I took that off my shelf. Now I don't have to deal with that. Move on to the next thing, you know? So then I'm like, oh, okay, I really like this. And so that kind of, and I think there's a good mix of people in the lifestyle who like BDSM. And then there's a mix of people who wouldn't even touch it. So it's like, you know, you find people.
Yeah. And you tell me like whatever you're comfortable with, but like, what type of trauma do you feel like the BDSM was able to therapize you in? And you could be general about it, or we don't even have to cover that.
No, it's good. So I was married for 18 years, and it was a more emotionally and verbally abusive-ish situation.
Okay.
So there was a lot of PTSD type stuff where just like, it was a lot of mental. So words and you know, it wasn't like a, you're a this, it was more underlining. So just little things like that, passive aggressiveness. So there were things that it's hard to explain, like, but, I want to say, I wish I could remember the first thing that turned for me, but there was like, you know, you're a good girl, or you're trying to be a good person, women just want to be good, and hearing like, you're a good girl, and you're like, oh, shut up. And then, but I had a dom explain it to me. He's like, but you want to be good, you know, it's like, you want to be good, but why don't you take this and turn it into, you know, there's power in allowing someone to do things to you. And so it's like, I'm still in charge, but I'm allowing you to be in charge in this situation. And so there's like, you're taking control of that. There's also like words and stuff that you can turn around easily and make it like super hot instead of traumatic and upsetting, you know? So it's really nice.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode. Yeah. Yeah, I love that, Charlie, and I commend you for finding a way and an avenue for you to get past the past weights and bondage that you were in, you know, and get into some more fun bondage. I was listening to a podcast a couple months ago, and it was very interesting because they pretty much said something that you alluded to, which was that when you're in the position of being a submissive to a dominant, that the person that's in the submissive role is the one that has the power, because they're the ones who are given permission to the dom to do things to him or her.
Yes.
Is that what your thoughts are?
Absolutely. And in fact, when I got into, when I started doing the deep dive, I was like the opposite. I was like, I am woman, I'm powerful, I'm not going to let anybody, you know, I'm just like, fuck that. But, are we allowed to cuss on here?
No, you can't cuss.
Okay, okay,
this
okay.
Is, yeah, kids, like, listen to this podcast, Charlie.
I know. Mean,
come on.
I was like, we can talk about sex, but I can't say
hold on. Okay. Hold on. Say shit.
Yeah.
Damn. Mother.
So yeah. Fucker. So crap, I lost my
train of thought.
What was I?
You're thinking about cussing, and then you're like, damn, I can't cuss on this.
And then podcast. Where was I before that?
No, we were talking about you coming in and you're like, I am woman. Hear me roar.
Right. Thank you.
And then you got to give us a roar.
I was hold on, real quick.
Give us a roar.
Roar. Yeah. Like, I was like, I am woman. I'm going to kick ass. And then somebody's like, you know, you want to be submissive. And I'm like, fuck that. I don't want to be submissive. And they're like, well, you know, it's like, you actually have all of the power. And, you know, and it's like a very therapeutic where you're like giving up this control, but you still have the control. And if you know, there's a lot of bad doms out there, so be careful when you're looking for it, if that's your thing. But it is insanely, the benefits of it when you do find just even little experiences. You don't even have to find the main person. You just little experiences. It's like, it's so, it's awesome. It makes you look for more. So you just keep, you're just looking for the next fun thing or the next therapeutic thing or whatever. Yeah.
Nice. What's the most fun experience you've had? And it could be either in BDSM or any other type of lifestyle play.
I think of like the most fun. I really like group stuff. I have learned a lot about what I like. Setting up playtime is harder for me. I like the spontaneous situation where you go to the sex club and a whole bunch of couples vibe, and it turns into like this thing. There's multiple couples, there's single women, there's single men. It's just like a thing. But it's also fun to like do MFM. I'd say MFMs are like one of my favorite things. That's like
two guys and you.
Of very positive.
Oh, you like being the sandwich. You like being the filling between the sandwich.
I do. It's just like there's something very powerful and erotic about being the only woman in the room with multiple dicks. You know, it's just like I'm in control. That's mine. I got that. You know, it's just like super fun. I like having 2-3 hours and making a night of it. It's just so fun, you know? And so, yeah, I'd have to say that MFM for sure. There's probably been different experiences that have been fun, but that on a regular is the fun part.
Okay. Yeah. What's the most number of M's that you have had to your F?
Okay. There's a picture. I was like 1, 2, 3, I think 4, but it wasn't like a technical gangbang. There were other women in the room, but I just happened to have them on me at the same time for that moment. But I'd say 4, and that doesn't sound very like a lot for this lifestyle and stuff. But I've tried to set up gangbangs, but man, single men are flaky. And so it ends up being like a threesome or foursome. It's like, damn it. So yeah, I'm still trying to get that.
Okay. Yeah. We may be able to help you with that.
You might be able to help me out.
I know you've seen some of the gangbangs that I've set up on Twitter, X, whatever yes. you want to call it. So, well, okay. So here's the tricky thing, right? And I'm speaking to you, Charlie, and I'm speaking to everybody else that's listening to this that wants to set up a gangbang for a wifey, right? Yeah. So people contact me all the time, right? And they will be like, all right, hey, you know, Doc, you know, can you get you and your buddies and, you know, just have a great gangbang. And they come at it from the role of, oh, hey, that's what you guys like to do. You guys like to be a bunch of you naked dudes with one woman, you know, dicks swinging around. And, you know, no, we don't. Like, no. Guys, for the most part, don't like that. Like, I like me. For instance, right? I would rather have a bunch of women around me. I love that.
Of course.
You know, oh my God, right?
Of course.
Most guys, if they are into that, you know, a group play with other guys, it's just one other guy. So like an MFM is super easy, you know, because it's like, and the reason why guys like that is because, okay, like I can kind of rest a little bit while the other guy takes charge and we can switch back and forth, you know, maybe you're sucking his dick and he's doing you doggy style.
Yes.
Is that how you like it? Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
I like it always.
Always. Okay.
Always.
Okay.
I like that. I'm flexible. I like to try new things and new positions and flexible. And I like to get into those weird, hard to get places. You know, it's fun.
Are you flexible or are you?
I am.
Flexible.
I'm both flexibles.
Okay.
I'm flexible
okay.
And I'm flexible.
Okay. I'm taking notes down for when you come to Las Vegas, Miss Charlie. I'm taking notes down. So, I am writing that down because Miss Charlie, she's going to stay with me for a few days. And I promised her, I was like, I promise you, Charlie, I'm not a serial killer.
Okay, we're saying it on live right now.
Yeah, we're saying it on live right now. You know,
if I go missing. Now you'll know where
it's my fault. It's my fault. Yeah. You know, I'm not a serial killer. You know, I may kill that pussy now, but I.
Yes.
She said, yes, daddy.
Yeah.
So, hey, look, we got all off topic. So, okay.
Oh my God.
Back to the game bank. So like people will ask me and I'm like, no, guys don't like that. You know, I can get a group of like 5, 6, 7, 8 guys or whatnot. Right. But at the end of the day, it takes preparation and planning and you got to pay these guys. Like, that's the biggest thing. It's like, you know, like, and it doesn't have to be that much, but you know, you got to pay the guys.
That's a
good
idea though. Like in the lifestyle, you don't think about that kind of situation, but that would help if you want to make sure they get there, at least, and I for some reason it just popped into my head. I'm like, okay, but if you can offer, hey, at the end, there's going to be a big party. We've got a lot of women there. That's going to, you know, everybody's going to have women after the gangbang's over. I don't know if that would help the situation, but still money.
The only issue with that, because that's a good idea, Charlie. The only issue with that is if they popped below.
Yeah.
They're
that might be one and done, and then that's it.
Yeah, possibly,
Yeah.
you know? So, like, usually what we do with the gangbangs is we have it like at one part of the day. And then at the latter half of the day, we'll just have some, you know, one-on-one play and this and that and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But like,
Yes.
really, like when you're setting up a gangbang,
That's fitting.
we set it up with the woman as the focus, right? So it's like,
Yes.
okay, she's getting the gangbang, and then she's getting a bunch of one-on-ones. Maybe she likes two of the guys, maybe she wants an MFM. Usually I'll have a lady that's helping the queen, you know, for the day, you know, as her concierge.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe she wants to shoot with some of the guys, you know, but we build it
Okay.
like all around that lady. And so people that are listening to this, you know, pay your guys for the gangbangs. Like, look,
That's interesting.
I got a gangbang that's set up for this weekend. A couple was visiting Vegas from out of town,
Okay.
and I'm paying good money to these guys, you know, to come. And, you know,
Yeah.
yet one of my guys, he can't come, you know, dropped out, you know. And I was
Okay.
like, so even when you're paying guys, that can still happen, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I still got
That's
backups.
always backups.
Yeah. So you and me will talk about a gangbang for you here later
Okay.
on. So tell me a little bit about yourself being a unicorn. I want to hear about that.
Also during the pandemic, I kind of had some revelations of sorts, I guess, trying to figure out what I liked. And I was like, oh, okay. I grew up very Catholic, so you know, and sexuality just doesn't exist in the when you're religious and stuff. And so, I
I will
looking
say this
back,
real
like,
quick.
yeah.
People that grew up Catholic are some of the freakiest people out there.
Oh,
Yes,
right,
but go ahead.
right. Yes. I can attest now for sure. But yes, and so it's like, and I've never had like a super big attraction, but I always liked women and thought they were, you know, attractive and could appreciate that. But when I started allowing myself to go, okay, maybe I am into women, and then I started kind of trying to pay attention, and it's so crazy. The women that I think I'd be into, I'm not, you know, it's just like, it's like a very weird thing. But so it's been, I don't know, maybe a year and a half, 2 years of my knowing that I'm into women and playing around with that and getting into couples and stuff. And it's been a fun, crazy ride. And I'm just like, but I think the scariest thing is like, you know, going, okay, the eating pussy, like that's the first, you know, it's like the Holy Grail, you're scared to death. It's like, that's the thing. If I can do that, then I know that I'm there. And if I'm not, then I'm not quite there. But yeah, so it was like, as soon as I did that, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm totally, I'm bi, yeah, for sure. So since then, it's been like, okay, this is fun. This is awesome. It's been interesting.
So tell me about that first time you ate a vagina. And be as detailed and as
Okay.
graphic and nasty as possible. I want to hear it.
So,
I'm getting turned on just listening to
I was with a friend, and my partner at the time, and we had all three played a couple times, which is a unique situation for new lifestylers, is like, oh, my partner is now fucking my friends. And that's like a weird dynamic to navigate. But and we were in the playroom at Secrets, and there were multiple things going on. And I knew she would be down, otherwise I would have asked her ahead of time. And I was just like, I'm just going for it. I was in the area and I was just like, I'm doing it, I'm fucking doing it. And
What were you doing in the area?
oh, what were we doing? So, you know how when you're in group stuff, we're, you know, your bodies get in air and you're just like, how did I get down here? But I wasn't like, I think I was near a guy. He left. So I was like there. And I'm like, I'm gonna just do it. And I did. And I was like, okay, fuck yeah. And I made her come. And oh, I was sure. like, yeah, I was just like, yeah, I paddle that pussy. I'm great. Yeah. So it was, and I love a challenge. So it's like, you know, if somebody tells me they have a hard time coming, I'm like, okay, let's do this.
So Charlie started rubbing her hands together. She's like,
yeah, I was like, all right.
I'm going to make this shit come.
It has been an interesting ride since then, but it's been really fun and crazy. And okay. I've been with probably 5 or 6 couples. I'm kind of picky. It's hard to find. It's hard enough when you're, you know, I've been a unicorn and I've also been in a relationship. And so it's like, oh, trying to find 4 people that vibe is so hard. And as a unicorn, you're like still trying to, like, I barely am attracted to this, you know, I can barely find 1 person I'm attracted to. Trying to find 2 people in a relationship that they seem healthy and attractive and down and fun, it's very difficult. So it's, you know, I'm picky. I don't want to play with just anybody. And, but it's been pretty good so far. It's been fun.
That's good. And I like how you said it's a ride.
It is.
Like, you know, and she's not just talking about riding dick.
Oh, no. Both rides.
Both rides. Yeah. And yeah, I agree with you, Charlie. I feel like there's different components of a person that you need to find and be agreeable with. So number one, obviously you have to be physically attracted to them. And then number two, you have to be mentally and mentally attracted to them, right?
Yes.
Because if they have a weird energy or whatnot, or you feel like they're an asshole or a douchebag, you know, you're like, ugh, you know, because
they could be the hottest person in town, but if they,
I mean, like, look, I like beautiful women, but like, I would rather get with, I was gonna say somebody that looks like Shrek, but that's a lie. But I would rather get with somebody that's like the most basic looking chick ever, but she has a sweet personality and she's bubbly and she's just energetic. Like, I would get with her 10 times over, like the chick that looks like Jennifer Lopez or Beyonce Knowles, but she's like a fucking idiot or a douchebag, or she's like arrogant or something like that.
Exactly. It's the biggest turnoff. So
yeah, it is.
That's like huge turnoff.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that'll get me limp is like
for sure.
Yeah. So anyways, I promise I won't be limp when I meet you. I'm like, damn, I'm not really putting myself in good light.
You're putting the bar pretty high. No.
She's like, I'm gonna save on that plane ticket down there.
Yeah.
But shit. This motherfucker talking about lift this. tell me more about you getting into content and streaming and doing some pro shoots, because I saw that you did some pro shoots with Desperate Amateurs. And before you answer that, Miss Charlie, I want you to give us your socials and the best way for people to find you.
Yes. I am on Twitter and Instagram under FunCharlie420. And then the rest of it is usually just plain FunCharlie, no space. My OnlyFans is fun_Charlie_XXX, all lowercase.
Yay. So I know why they call you fun, but where did the 420 come from? I'm confused. What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm confused. I kind of like smoking pot. A little bit.
She was like, matter of fact, I'm high right now.
Yeah, I didn't. I was trying to, like, I got to concentrate.
She was like, man, I don't want to say some shit that I can't take back. So
my thought process straight this thing. Yeah.
Right. Right. She's like, this is recorded. So I don't want to say some shit that'll get me canceled. Like, oh,
she doesn't want to be here for hours.
Hey, well, okay. funny thing. You remember Kramer off of Seinfeld?
Yes, absolutely.
Michael Richards. So, like, you remember how he got canceled, like, about...
Yes.
It was literally, like, almost 2006. So it was 18 years ago.
Yes.
It seems that long, right?
My God. Yes.
I was literally thinking, Charlie, that was like 5 years ago. And then I started seeing, you know, the articles because I guess he's coming out with a book, right? And so like, I remembered it, but I didn't really remember it, right? So I had to go to YouTube and like watch the video, right? And this is like before they had good cell phones, right? You know, like you remember they had the flip phones and the little bullshit cameras and whatnot. Oh my God. And like this, this dude was a bit on one because he was saying some shit. And I was like, God damn, I don't remember him saying that. Oh, I was like, shit. I was like, that's the worst thing you could ever say. Damn, bro. They said that he was the first. Yeah, they said that he was the first person that got canceled because of cameras.
Oh, wow.
Because back then they didn't have that. You weren't expecting that, you know?
It was bad, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, shit. I literally watched it last night. I was like, damn. I'm just like, God, this is... It was like watching, you know, when you're driving on the interstate of the street and you see an accident and it's happening in slow motion and you're seeing it start to happen. You're seeing the car like skid and you're like, oh shit, no, but there's nothing you can do but watch.
Stop.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing I can do for Mr. Kramer. Kramer, oh my I still God. Love you, but like, yeah, you fucked up. But anyways, tell us about your content and your streaming and your pro shoots.
I'm like, how did we get on that subject?
Because we're talking about you smoking weed and saying some shit that you shouldn't be saying and getting canceled like Kramer. That's what we were saying.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. So I had a, I started OnlyFans like a year and 4 months or so ago. But I wasn't showing my face and it was very difficult. And, especially it's easier when you have like huge boobs, you know, like they're in the camera, you're only showing your mouth, but you've got a lot to work with.
Okay. So yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
It's harder to engage in stuff when you're smaller chested and, you know, even my personality would come out and I've got a good smile, but it's still not enough. And I didn't know how to work Twitter. Twitter is, yeah.
And for those of you guys who aren't watching the video, so Charlie is a petite woman, but she has some guns. I didn't know you had guns like that. Yeah. Like, you got some guns, girl. and so like, and when you're saying like, it's hard for you to like, be good with like not having big boobs. I was like, you're a beautiful woman. And then I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. If you're not showing the face, then okay, like, I got you.
Just the mouth and guys really need, they want to, you know that you're, they don't want to jerk off to you if you're ugly. So they need to see that you're not, you know, pretty, they need to see that you're pretty or attractive as far as they're concerned. So, but my partner and I went to an LS event and ran into Remedy and Bella,
mm-hmm.
and she attacked me, and I was like, "How did I even meet her? I don't remember introducing ourselves or anything." Like, you really didn't. I was like, "Oh crap!" And so they were like, you know, him and while we were attacking each other on the floor, him and
what does attacking mean?
Yeah,
what does attack mean?
I'm just like, I had no idea, but I was just like, oh my God, she's gorgeous and awesome and great kisser. So we were just like going at it.
And you guys look very similar too, by the way.
Yes, we did. Yeah. We have a very similar look, which appealed to Remedy because he's very much into her, you know, look. So, and they were like, you know, we have a shoot house. And my partner was like, she's struggling with her OnlyFans, and they were like, well, you know, come to the shoot house. You'll have a blast. And you, if you want to shoot, you can. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. And I was like, well, if I'm going out there, I'm going to shoot. You know, I'm like, I'm going to do one. I'm like, I'm not messing around anymore. And they encouraged me to show my face and, you know, showed me how to work Twitter and all that stuff. And it's been just since February. So, I went from not showing my face to being full blown sex and pussy on Twitter. So it's like,
oh shit.
Okay. Yeah. It's all out there now. yeah.
I've never seen your pussy.
Oh, really?
I'm kidding.
You haven't looked hard enough. It is out there. It is out.
She's like, what are you, blind?
Yeah.
I'm like,
there.
So, no. And Remedy and Bella, they're really good at dealing with new creators and whatnot, just because they have a good heart for new creators and whatnot. So, yeah, you definitely met the right people. And it would have been nice to see you hot, petite, blondes attacking each other like ravenous animals.
It was crazy. All right. So they got me into it. And then Chris Goico, I think it's Chris G on Twitter. I'll have to look it up. He hit me up and we did a scene together, and he liked me and wanted to work with me again. And so he gave my name to Desperate Amateurs and Private Society. And that, opened that up. I had no idea. When I started OnlyFans, I was like, I'm going to do solo content and that's it. Even though I love, to do all the other stuff in my own fun time. I never thought I would be doing sex or anything professional, but it feels so right. And it feels oddly like I'm supposed to be here. So it's kind of like, I'm kind of embracing it and going with it, but it's been super fun. And they just released the first pro one that I did, Private Society did. It was a girl one.
Nice.
Yaya Ginger Snatch. It was awesome and hot.
And Private Society, that's the outfit in Iowa, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Cool.
It's like Iowa? Okay.
Hey, there's stuff out there in the heartland. Like I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. So right next door to
Nebraska.
Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah. So right. Cornhuskers and tractors.
Yes.
And yes, there are black people in Nebraska, y'all. Because, like, there's no black people out there. All right. So before that, you were streaming now, right? Or how did you get into streaming? Like,
so after they got me into that, then I started looking into what could I do at home or on the side or whatever. And I knew that I wasn't like super high energy for a long period of time. So I didn't think I could do like a Chatterbait or anything like that, where you're constantly putting on a show. And I found Streamate, and it's more of a private one. And you're basically, there's no nudity on, you can show your tits maybe on the public forum. And then after that, you're trying to get them in private and stuff. And so there's a lot less, you're not trying to run in a room with constant energy and energy and energy. So it's a little bit more chill. And I got into that, and then I got on Sex Panther also. Which I like, because you're not on cam all the time. You're somebody can say, hey, you want to get on the phone? I'm like, yeah, that's great. So I started doing that, and it was fun, and it was a lot of interesting experience. I love it because you get to learn about everybody's kinks, and, guys just want somebody to hear their kink and not laugh at them, and, talk about sex without, judgment. And it's fun. I think it's interesting stuff to do on the side while you're doing content and customs and stuff like that.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. And so we're going to end this here in a moment. I'm going to ask you a few rapid fire questions. Are you ready for a rapid fire question?
I'm ready.
Ready. Okay. Question number one, chocolate or vanilla?
Oh, chocolate. Absolutely.
Why?
Ooh. I mean, chocolate's just more like flavorful for one, but chocolate. Chocolate. It's actually funny because the person who brought me into the lifestyle is a Black man, and he is my first Black man I've ever dated or anything. And all of his friends were Black. So if you look on like my FET page or whatever, it looks like I'm a queen of spades. I'm not actually, but I have preferred chocolate over vanilla since I've gotten the lifestyle, actually. You guys are good.
Thank you.
It's the mindset. There's a mindset there that's different also. It's like, I don't know what it is, but you guys are very good with pleasing the ladies. The vanilla guy is not so much. Not nearly as much.
As president of the Black Men's Association in America, we make it our... It's our mission statement to please women from the top of their heads down to the soles of their feet and everywhere in between.
The quality shows.
Okay. We are so silly. All right. All right. So, shit. I forgot the game that you were
rapid
playing.
Rapid fire.
No. I remember rapid fire. I forgot the name of the game that you're telling me about. What was the game that you're telling me about that you're talking about me because I didn't know what the name of it was before we started recording?
Oh, Fallout.
Fallout. Okay.
Yes.
Fallout or Super Mario Brothers?
Oh, it depends. I mean, it depends on what mood you're in, but Fallout for sure.
Okay. I still know you.
I'll
know
still
Fallout
kick your
is.
Ass in Super Mario Brothers, but.
Wait, what? What? You kick my ass? You kick my ass?
I said it.
Okay. I got you, girl. Okay. It is on. Like Donkey Kong.
She's talking
stuff from 2,000 miles away. Okay. I got you, girl.
So, okay.
Disney World or Disneyland?
Okay. World is in Florida, correct? I'm horrible at this.
Yes.
Okay. I've only been to World, so I can only say World.
Okay. Yeah. I've been to neither, and because I suck.
Yeah. I mean.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
You're missing a lot, and you're not missing a lot. Like, there's so much cool stuff, but it's like there's so many people and so many kids, and it's just a lot. So it's like, yeah.
Okay. You gotta be like ready.
Oh, you gotta be ready. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta be ready.
Okay. Okay, go. It's worth it. All right.
At least just once.
I will do it once. Okay. Riding a unicorn or riding a bull?
Ooh. I'd have to say bull because there is rarely an occasion where I'm with a woman that it doesn't end in dick. I mean, there's always a dick. There's always a dick eventually. So I'm just going to say bull because a unicorn, I mean, I've been pegged and it's just, it just cannot measure up to dick, to like the real thing.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah. Or if that's what it's called, when a woman has a strap on and she's fucking another woman, is that pegging? Or does that have to go in the ass to be pegging?
That is a great question. I believe it has to go in the ass to be pegging. And usually it's done to a guy. I'm not sure if a woman gets it in the ass. I'm not sure if that's called pegging. I'll have to research that. That's a great question. that's a great question. For women play, it's usually just a strap on.
Yeah, okay.
It sounds sexy.
So it
sounds sexy. Yeah, it doesn't sound sexy saying a woman got pegged. That doesn't sound sexy.
It doesn't. It's,
ew. No. Ew.
Yeah. Let's not say that.
Yeah. It sounds like some Matlock shit. I don't know why
very
his name
clinical.
Crossed in my head. Yeah. Okay, great. So we are done with this interview, but before we jump off of here, I want you, Miss Sexy Ass Fun Charlie 420, who's not so high right now, but maybe she is. I want you to give some words of advice for people that are just entering into the lifestyle, specifically ladies that may be in your situation, like maybe they were married for a long time and now they're single ladies and they're wanting to venture in this lifestyle.
Oh my God, do it. Do it now. Do it, do it, do it. You'll have so much fun. Okay. Get on Facebook. There are tons of lifestyle groups in your area. You can find other women to go to clubs with if you're scared to go by yourself. But just go to a club. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to touch anybody. You don't have to do anything. Just, there are so many people that, like, when we go, that half the time we don't even hook up. We just like being around open-minded people, and the possibility is there, you know. It's just, it's nice. So just go to the bar, tell one of the security people at the club that that you're there by yourself if you're a little worried, so that they can kind of keep an eye on you. But I would absolutely encourage you to get into it. Like, it's crazy. And you just find so much out about yourself and the confidence. Like, I talk to friends, and it's like the confidence that we have now versus when we started, it's insane. Like, there's so many things that are scary about it, but once you get used to it, and if it is you, you'll know it'll fit a hole in your life that you didn't even know was there. And you're just like, oh my God, this is it. So yes, absolutely do it. Just try it a little bit.
How many holes?
3, of course. All of them.
I'm sorry. I just had to say that. I apologize. You know, you can flog
me. Apologize.
You can flog me. You can flog me when you see me, because I actually like that shit. But flogs and paddles. So this has been the Sexy Miss Charlie, and you can find her on Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter, at FunCharlie420, and then on other platforms at FunCharlie or Fun_Charlie_XXX on OnlyFans. So until next time, y'all stay beautiful, stay sexy, stay supportive of each other. And like Charlie said, do it, do it, do it,
do
now.
It.
Do it good. Do it.
Do
Say
it.
Bye to everybody.
Bye. It was great fun.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.